That's the sound of a cone passing rapidly in front of a laser beam that's being used to power an iPod.
The beam gets interrupted by every time the cone gets in the way, and it sounds like a record scratching. So the faster I do it, the higher pitch scratching sounds, and the slower, the lower pitch. Just like a record scratching. So.
The experiment shows how power can be transmitted by light, a demonstration of laser technology that most people nowadays take for granted.
Most people don't realize how many lasers they interact with in a day. We're using it from checkout counters to basically probing the fundamentals of atomic physics. It's just everywhere.
Becky Flagg is head of public outreach for the American Physical Society, one of the founders of LaserFest, a worldwide celebration of the 50th anniversary of the invention of the laser beam.
The word laser is an acronym derived from the basic principle underlying this instrument: light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
When the laser was first invented, it was called a solution without a problem. We knew that it could do some really cool stuff, but no one knew what it was going to do. And in the future, we're at that same place. People are creating the world's biggest laser, the National Ignition Facility. They have the X-ray laser at SLAC. They have these giant lasers. They're going to probe, you know, fundamentals of physics, but we're not sure the industrial applications past that. We just know that there are going to be some. So I can talk about what the cutting-edge laser things are now, but I really can't tell you 50 years from now what we're going to be using that for.
One relatively recent discovery is the ability of lasers to control and manipulate atoms to create a new form of matter.
You can use light of the laser light to actually slow down the atoms to where they're so cold they can all kind of sit next to each other. So that is one of the things I see as neat, because everyone knows what a state of matter is and they think they got a lock on it. You know, they learned it in third grade, but lasers created a whole new one here.
Scientists believe that the potential use of lasers is almost limitless. One day they may even be able to ignite nuclear fusion to create a new energy source as powerful as the sun.